Good morning and welcome to episode 65 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April 6th, 2021. Today's episode is journaling. I hope you had a really great weekend. I had for sure. We didn't really celebrate Easter, but we spent a lot of time together, enjoying the weather, and we rested a lot. And just before the holiday, I promised you that I was going to talk a little bit about journaling and how I do it. So let's do that today. So I have in periods of my life journaled, and most often it's been where times when there has been a lot going on, especially a lot going on in my head. And now I do it often, mainly to clean my head and as a tool to think deeply on different things. Currently, I have not made myself a commitment to journal regularly. I do it whenever I feel I need to. In the past, I took a decision that I want to journal every day or at least 5 days a week. And sometimes that worked for a while. But sometimes life came in the way, as you know, it does usually. And I wasn't able to do it. And then I started to feel bad about the broken agreement with myself and got a bit distant and felt bad about journaling. And essentially it fell out of practice or out of habit. I've also used a lot of different tools to journal. I have done it digitally. And there is as many applications to journal as there is days in the year. And I tried a bunch of them. And day one is probably the one I like the most or like the best. And day one is a Mac OS application that you can buy. And there's a free version and there is a premium version. And you can use it both on your Mac computer and on your iPhone and iPad if you prefer to do that. And of course, it syncs between the devices. I actually think it's on iCloud, but I'm a little bit unsure. But it's an application I really liked. I also used other tools, Beer, for example. That is an application I tried to journal in for a while, and I really loved Beer because a lot of the texts that I've been really happy with has been written within Beer. But I don't use it for journaling anymore, but I still use it for writing texts, long texts, short texts, newsletters, whatever. I also used Emacs with org mode to do journaling and text writing. But in the long run, that wasn't what I really liked. I tried Dropbox Paper for a while. And this is just a few of the applications I tried out to journal in. But I think just a simple text editor and a file is also an approach that works. You don't have to use an elaborate tool or a specific journaling tool. The important thing is to get things out of your head, right? And to investigate the thoughts and the things that's going on. But I have also written journals by hand in times. And what doesn't... If you have a really nice pen, like a fountain pen with a nice nib, and you have really high quality paper, the feeling and the sound it makes when you write on the paper, that is fantastic. I really like that. And currently I do actually journal by hand, writing by hand. But I do not write on normal paper. I write on my Remarkable, of course. But it's still the hand motion. You write like it was paper. And the only difference is that it ends up digitally in the end. And the thing is, I probably write 4 to 5 times faster on a keyboard compared to by hand. And that is actually a really good thing, that it takes longer to write by hand when I journal. And the reason this is better is that this slower pace gives me the opportunity to think through the topics in a completely different way than I would be doing if I were writing on a keyboard. I mean, I see other parts of my thinking or other parts or views of the projects that I'm focusing on. And it has happened so many times that this opens up completely new ideas or new views or approaches of how something can be approached or done. If I were writing digitally, that would then go a lot faster. I don't think I would see all these ideas or views because it's too fast. So I think the value in it going slow is actually pretty high or pretty good. And I've seen a lot of descriptions on how other people are journaling or is journaling. And it's quite common that people use different type of prompts or triggers to come up with ideas to journal around. And I don't use that at all. I only journal when there is something specific I need to think about or find a solution to. I don't use it to keep track of my projects or my mood. Projects have their own place in the product support materials that I use, so I don't have to journal around those, but there may be a specific part of a project that is specifically complex or I need to do some additional thinking in that area. Then I could journal about that part of the project just to think through, and the results of this thinking would then, of course, end up somewhere else as well. But it's always deliberate. I mean, that's the important thing. It's always on a deliberate topic. I don't use prompts to see where my head takes me. I seldom go back and read what I wrote. I think when the ink has hit the paper, it's reached its goal. I mean, I don't have to do more with it. But it do happens, actually, that I actually read sections from a period of my life that has been, you know, extra tough, or there's been a lot of going on in my mind. And it can be quite interesting. And if not for any other reason, it's just being nostalgic. So, do you journal? And if so, how do you do it? And let me know by going to martinhagen.se/about to find how you can contact me and let me know. And if you like this episode, please tell your friends and family or colleagues, or why not go into iTunes and leave me a review. That would be super helpful. That would help other people to find this podcast, and that would make the audience grow, and that would make me happy. So until tomorrow, have an awesome day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.